Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Mark 13:33.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Mark 13:33. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. Does it seem as though world events are pointing more and more to Jesus' return sometime very soon? In some ways, it looks like he could come back any time now, and yet 2,000 years ago, the disciples thought the same thing. When we look at today's verse and its context, we learn what Jesus taught about his second coming. First, he talked about the timing as being unimportant. That's right. In the verse immediately preceding today's verse, he said, "But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." And then in today's verse, he repeats, "You do not know when that time will come." Basically, Jesus is saying that if he doesn't even know when the appointed time is, then we sure aren't going to be able to figure it out. We can research and discuss and hypothesize as much as we want, but we're still going to come up empty-handed. So don't waste energy worrying about it. The time of his return is not our main concern. Instead of focusing on how to solve the mystery of when he'll come back, Jesus focuses on how we're to live until he comes back. He begins with 6 earnest words: "Take ye heed, watch, and pray." Several other Bible versions say, "Be on guard, be alert." In the original Greek language, the words "take heed" mean to notice carefully. They imply to be ready to learn and to be prepared to respond appropriately. So think of a racer at the starting line. He's disciplined himself and trained for this moment. Now he's in position and he listens carefully to the announcer's voice. Ready? Set? The moment that starting gun fires, the racer springs into action because he's prepared himself for this time. The word "watch" literally means to keep oneself awake, to be vigilant, to be on the lookout, and even to be sleepless. Figuratively, it means to be attentive and ready. The visual here is of a guard standing watch. He refuses to fall asleep on the job lest anyone who doesn't belong inside the building approaches. Take heed, watch, and pray. In this context, pray suggests ongoing connection or communication with God. We're not in our prayer closet on our knees day and night, but we're living in God's presence and carrying on conversation with him in our spirit at all times. The words Jesus used to teach his disciples how to live while waiting for his return sound a lot like the words he spoke on the night of his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. He told the disciples to just stay put and keep watch, while he went a short distance away to pray. When he returned, he found them sleeping. "Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation," he said. "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Jesus taught the same idea of being prepared and watchful for his coming in Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps to meet the bridegroom. 5 took extra oil for their lamps, but the other 5 did not. The bridegroom was delayed, so the women laid down and slept until midnight when they heard shouts of his arrival. The 5 who hadn't prepared ran out of oil and had to go to a shop to buy more. While they were gone, the bridegroom arrived and the marriage feast began. The door was locked, and the 5 bridesmaids were not allowed inside when they returned. Jesus ended that parable by saying, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." We don't know the day or the hour when Jesus will return, but we do know how we're to live while we wait. We're to take heed, to watch, and to pray. Practically and within the context of this verse and the verses following it, this means we're to prepare ourselves for the trials and tribulations that will increase as the time of his return draws closer. We do this by spending time reading and studying God's word, fellowshipping with other believers, and learning to stay in constant communication with the Lord through prayer. Spiritual practices that draw us closer to him position us for action so we're prepared when the time comes. We're to stay watchful. That means we make every effort not to fall into spiritual complacency. We remain attentive lest we fall into temptation and end up spiritually slothful or lazy or negligent. And we pray, staying in constant communication with God. This for sure keeps our heart and focus in the right place, on being ready for the day we meet Jesus face to face. Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us that the day and hour of your return are not for us to know. Keep our focus on becoming the people you want us to be. Help us take heed and prepare ourselves for your coming. Help us remain watchful so we don't fall into spiritual complacency. And help us learn to live in the attitude of prayer, moment by moment. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.